I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. There is always light after darkness. That's what Governor John Bel Edwards is saying after one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the U.S. mainland slammed into Louisiana with 150-mile-per-hour winds. At least one person is dead, hit by a falling tree. Power got knocked out to all of New Orleans. Nick Mosca wrote out the storm there.
Partly it's because we just wanted to make sure that other family members that are staying are safe, so it's kind of helping each other. Some of our neighbors, I would say half the neighborhood is staying and the other half is evacuated.
Hurricane Ida was downgraded this morning to a tropical storm, but the National Hurricane Center's Philippe Pappin says this isn't over.
So the impacts are shifting now from a strong wind and sort of storm surge threat to more of a very heavy rainfall threat, especially over inland areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and then spreading into Tennessee and Kentucky over the next 1 to 3 days.
I'm Rita Foley.